This is Mark from markpollocktrust.org, and I'm travelling down to the lockup in the van, feeling pretty wrecked today after a long session on Sunday, interval training, and a long session on Monday, an intense session yesterday, and now facing into a really intense session followed by a long steady session. I really struggled to wake up this morning, even though I had a very patchy night's sleep last night, and got to say I'm not jumping for joy. Loads of lactic acid in my arms from yesterday, kind of hungry, probably didn't drink enough water overnight, maybe a little bit on the dehydrated side, but I think this is all part of it in preparation for the Giants Causeway Sportive coming up in 10 days time on the 10th of September. Not this Saturday, but next. This is a kind of really intense period after loads of long training to get the aerobic base. We're now putting on loads of intensity, and there's no doubt it's tiring. So about 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away here in the van where we'll meet Simon, get the bike out of the lockup, get all the sensors engaged, up and running. I think for this one, today, the first session is 4 intense blocks of 5 minutes, and in those 5 minute blocks I'm going to be max for 15 seconds, easy for 5, max for 15, easy for 5. So the data is not wildly relevant, except heart rate. I'll be keen to keep an eye on the keeping here, I should say, on the heart rate and also the timing. But I think I'll probably be counting them. There are 15 of those little blocks, so I might be counting them. I might not have to listen to the data so I don't get it wrong. Anyway, if you want to come and join us at the, I say in a completely unenthusiastic way there, if you want to come and join us at the Giants Causeway Sportive on the 10th of September, we'd absolutely love you to come and join us. You can sign up at markpollocktrust.org, go in there and click on Team Unbreakable. For £85 or €100, you get a Team Unbreakable cycling jersey sponsored by Arrow Electronics, who have supported us on this whole project, buying the bike and everything. But you get one of the jerseys that are, from what I'm told, they're really looking very good. A copy of the documentary Unbreakable that we made, all about the science, why we're raising all the money, and also an entry in the race itself. So if you want to come and join us, hopefully by the time we get to the race I will not be feeling as wiped. And I think what I'm going to try and do on this post is cut it here and then report in from the bike itself to let you know what's happening after this first session of 2 this morning. Well, we're finished that session now, and I'm going to go into the gym now and do a... Well, in fact, I'm not going to go in and do a 60-minute bike immediately. I'm going to go and have some food and do it later on this evening. Simon had to go for a meeting, but that session was pretty brutal. Pretty brutal indeed. I'm feeling pretty wiped out and looking forward to tomorrow's light day, which is just a functional weights session. So what we did was 20 it actually nearly took us 30 minutes to get from the lockup to where we wanted to do the session, because we've had the bike 3 or 4 weeks now and the gear cables are all starting to stretch. So about 15 minutes in, we made a change up onto the middle ring on the front, and it kind of crunched in. Simon had to jump off and get that sorted, so there was a bit of fiddling around until we got out and did our 4 sets, 5 minutes each, of 15 seconds hard, 5 seconds light. And about halfway through the session today, we've got this kind of interesting gearing system. We've got the legs in the front, leg pedals on the front, arm pedals on the back, and Simon controls the gears. It's a sort of complicated system, but it's pretty normal in so much as he's got a lever to do the front rings like a normal bike, three rings on the front, and he's got another lever to do the little rings on the back wheel, 10 of those. So we kind of got 30 gears, but we've also got this kind of twist grip mechanism, which is a gearing system in the rear hub, which if you're right up on the hardest gear, you can turn it into sort of overdrive, I think that's how to think of it. Overdrive, and that does 1.3 revolutions of the wheel. And equally, if you're on a really easy gearing or you get caught at the lights and you're in the wrong gear, you can go into an easy gear or underdrive, which does about 75% turn of the wheel for the gearing. So we've got 30 gears plus this overdrive and underdrive system. But regardless of all that, I'm absolutely wiped out and looking forward to some food. High fat, low carb. I'm going in for my bacon, mushroom, cheese omelette and coffee with cream. I'm following a Tim Noakes Real Meal Revolution diet. Maybe I'll do another post about that. In fact, I think I might write next week's blog about that. But if you want to come and join us at the Giants Causeway, 10th of September, go to markpollocktrust.org and click on Team Unbreakable. For £85 or €100, you get a jersey, copy of the documentary, and an entry into the race.